Welcome to Cardiology Today. Today's date is September 6, 2025. Here are the latest research findings. Article number 1. Accelerometer measured physical activity after mitral valve surgery. An analysis of the UK Mini Mitral Randomized Controlled Trial. This study from the United Kingdom Mini Mitral Trial used wearable accelerometers to compare physical activity recovery after mitral valve surgery via sternotomy versus minimally invasive thoracoscopically guided right mini thoracotomy. Results indicated no significant difference in physical activity levels between the two surgical approaches post-surgery. Accelerometer data provides an objective measure of recovery, suggesting both techniques lead to similar functional outcomes. Article number 2. Characterization and application of novel exercise recovery patterns that reflect cardiac performance, a sub-study of the SEQUOIA-HCM trial. This sub-study of the SEQUOIA hypertrophic cardiomyopathy trial evaluated post-exercise oxygen uptake recovery as a measure of cardiac performance in patients with obstructive hypertrophic cardiomyopathy and dyspnea on exertion. The study identified easily derived oxygen uptake recovery measures correlated with cardiac function and response to disease-specific treatment. These novel oxygen uptake recovery patterns offer a cardio-specific and potentially prognostic tool for assessing treatment efficacy in hypertrophic cardiomyopathy. Article number 3. Health status outcomes with percutaneous coronary intervention and coronary artery bypass grafting in ischemia. The International Study of Comparative Health Effectiveness with Medical and Invasive Approaches Ischemia trial investigated health status outcomes in patients with chronic coronary disease undergoing percutaneous coronary intervention versus coronary artery bypass grafting. The study found that an invasive strategy, percutaneous coronary intervention or coronary artery bypass grafting, resulted in better health status outcomes compared to a conservative medical strategy for patients with chronic coronary disease. Further research is needed to determine if the benefits of invasive management were driven more by percutaneous coronary intervention or coronary artery bypass grafting. Article number 4. The evolving landscape of targets for lipid lowering, from molecular mechanisms to translational implications. This review article discusses current and emerging targets for lipid-lowering therapies beyond low-density lipoprotein cholesterol. It highlights the importance of triglycerides, apolipoprotein B, and lipoprotein A as contributors to residual cardiovascular risk despite statin therapy. The review explores molecular mechanisms and translational implications of therapies targeting these alternative lipid pathways, emphasizing the need for a multifaceted approach to manage dyslipidemia. You can find the links to the articles in the episode description or visit our website at podcast.explainheart.com for more details. Thank you for listening to Cardiology Today.